This is injury attorney David Femininio. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
That's outstanding. Robot bartender Kenny, did I hear that right?
Was that from yesterday?
No. No, oh, David's
it's been
just,
a while.
David is going into some of the archives now that it's, you know, football season's over for us. Oh, that's keep that one close to the vest. I like that. We're going to need more of that. All right. Well, we gotta have some conversation here. This is a strange day, Rico. We should, there's a feeling of loss. There's a feeling of, wait, we're not previewing Lions and Eagles. It's just a weird place. And what I have to do is different than what I would do. Meaning, look, I do this for a living. I'm watching the games. But if our audience out there, if I'm a Lions fan, I wouldn't watch a single millisecond of this weekend because I couldn't bring myself to it. I would want nothing to do with it. I wouldn't want to watch strangers play football for money. I would do something else. I wanted to. Is that crazy to ask that question to start?
No. No, it's not. Because I do believe you're correct. You're a Lions fan.
They're acing out.
You are. And it's funny because I talked to Doug in crosstalk, and Doug was saying, you know, last year I watched the Super Bowl, and yes, I am, Doug. But he watched the Super Bowl, and he's like, but after the Lions lost on Sunday, he had no desire. He couldn't watch the games. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a specific reason why you're going to opt out.
Let's hear it.
Because I've been there before. You're opting out because last year you lost to the Niners. The Niners were, you consider them an equal. So when you lost to them, you didn't feel that angry. You may have lived a little bit like, well, we could have beaten the Chiefs. You lost to a team that you don't consider your equal. You lost to a quarterback who just got into the league. That's where it stings because you don't feel like the Commanders deserve to move on to this week. They took your spot from you. And that's why you're not going to watch. That's why you're going to be angry. And I told David, I equated it to the when MSU lost to Middle Tennessee. And I couldn't believe what happened. The Giddy Potts game.
I was on the air.
And I did not watch any of the tournament that year. I just aced
out. You opted out.
I said, I can't watch any of these games because this is just, no. Like, they had the game of their life. Like, he would never play this good again.
Remember the guy with the male pattern baldness?
Yes.
Was that Bob? No. It was like Bob Upshaw.
Yeah, they already
like that.
Dude, they already looked like they were in their 15-year reunion of that game.
Truth. It was like Rico's Founders Night at the fraternity. It was a 50 and up league. So, look, is Rico right? Look, if you're unaffected by it and you still love football, say it. But if you are opting out of this, I want you to understand, I happen to agree with you. If I didn't do what I did for a living or have the pod, the Boomer Show, the other stuff I have to do, no, I wouldn't watch. I would be like, you know what? Had my fill. The only thing that would bring me to watch, Rico, would be the Latte Larry angle. just spite, just wanting to root against the Commanders. The problem is watching, I don't want to see anybody happy. Right. I don't want to see Travis Kelce gyrating. I don't want to see Pat Mahomes and his stupid little hand gestures. I don't want Tay-Tay up in the booth. I don't want to see Big Dom D'Alessandro. I don't want Saquon Barkley happy, but that's a me thing. I don't want anyone happy if I'm miserable. Mm-hmm. So I happen to agree with you, but I don't know where people are at. Look, they've passionately wanted to vent and talk about the Lions, and that's what we've done all week. Right. But Kenny, case in point, do you think you're going to watch?
If you would have asked me this question on the Sunday after that Lions loss, I would have said absolutely no effing way am I going to watch this game. No shot. But now that some time has passed, or these games, now that some time has passed, this will become background noise to me. I will have it on a TV. It will not be on the main screen. I'll glance over at it every so often, probably get a little upset, and then continue on to whatever the main programming is going to be.
Is the hot dog roller back?
No, absolutely not.
So I just didn't know if there'd be like caloric therapy.
It will be. It's residing in the kitchen, which is where it will stay.
Oh. You lost the battle, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. It was the sad walk of shame, and then I can't get it back after that, you know? That was a very sad walk, by the way.
Are you sure we can't just shoot the thing?
No.
All right.
It's my hot dog roller. Okay. It got us this far.
248-539-9797. David, what is your prediction on what the people are going to do?
Many of them, I believe, are going to not watch. I just think that the pain is too much. I think they're different than what Kenny is. I don't think enough time has passed for a lot of these fans. It's just been a week, not even a week. They're not like Kenny. Kenny loves football. Kenny's different than the rest of these people. The average fan, no, they're not watching.
Well, Kenny also has a hot dog roller in his living room.
That's true.
I mean, a very different man. Very. But here's the other problem. And I mean no disrespect to either franchise. It ain't like I can just go from watching the Lions on a Super Bowl drive and then flip on the Pistons or Wings. I mean, at that point, like Pistons and Wings, you're sitting there and you're like, great, two teams that have to like beg to get in the playoffs. And do what? You get hit with a garbage can. And it doesn't take away from the achievement that like, wow, the Pistons had like 4 wins last year at this time. And they have like 23 now. Right. That's a really good turnaround. You know what the problem is? It ain't the Lions. And it isn't a Super Bowl. And it isn't meaningful in the big picture. It's meaningful to the Pistons. And in the long term, it's not meaningful to... You were competing for a Super Bowl. What the hell am I going to... I'm all fired up to watch Pistons Hornets?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, and that's why I think it's frustrating because Jaden Daniels...
Look at him. Look at him right there. That's the guy that ended your life.
Yeah. And that's just it. He's a nice guy. Like, you don't hate him.
Haven't seen him
yet.
Smiling right there? Yeah. Angers me.
But see, you don't hate him yet. Like, Mahomes, you hate... Like,
I hate him.
He's up and coming. Like, it's like, okay...
Can I
Why
hate him?
Why did it have to be us?
He's supposed to be a Giant. I get to hate him. Then he hurt the Lions, which is like my other
thing.
So
this is just your ultimate spike game.
Yeah.
With him and Saquon.
Yes. Bane, 50-yard line, rip someone's head off. I can't take it.
Maybe you should look at your own organization.
I can't. No, I can't look at them. That's awful. I would like to know from the people, are you going to be able to watch these games? And it's yes, no, and it's why. Very simple. I would just love to know. And I don't care what you're going to do if you don't watch. But I can't. The only thing I could compare what happened to you guys would be game 7 for the Wings. Lidstrom off the crossbar with like 90 seconds to go. Michigan State, Big Ten title game in 11. Never turn that on again. I can't. Or for Rico's point. Rico, massive college basketball guy. Giddy Potts. You opt out at attorney.
Yeah. Yeah, because
I could do without the Lundqvist.
The reason being, kind of like the Lions, that was going to be your year. It was all set up for you.
Yep.
The locations were all set up for you. You were going to end up playing in Chicago to go to the Final Four, which I think was Indianapolis.
And
for the Lions, yeah, you had everything here. So I think, and now you not only... It's like, what do you do with your time from now until the Super Bowl? Because people had parties planned, they had trips planned, and now you got nothing.
I'll tell you straight away. If I didn't do this job, and from a Lions perspective, I wouldn't watch. I would not watch the Super Bowl. I'd stare at the sky before I watch this. The only thing that mattered was us being there. Why the hell would I want to see anybody else happy? Maybe essentially, you'd be watching a game rooting for people to get hurt.
But so you wouldn't feel happy if Buffalo made it?
No, F them. That stupid city. No, I just, I'm not happy for anyone. I hate everyone right now. This was supposed to be us. So I'm just like, as a Giants fan, forget it. Lions, it's different. This is now very personal for these people. And yes, I can be happy for Bills Mafia. But I don't want anyone happy. Is that bad? Does that make me bad?
No, it doesn't at all. I was that way in 2017 when the Steelers lost to the Jags in the playoffs.
I had Jags plus 6.5 in that game. I was in Vegas for that game.
They ended up going to the AFC title game to face New England, who then beat us early in the regular season Jesse James. So I didn't watch that AFC championship game.
No, you skipped out because the upstart Jags ended you the same way the upstart Commanders ended the Lions.
Yes.
Rico, it might be a personality flaw. Generally, in life, I like seeing people succeed. I can be happy for people. When it comes to sports, sports, it's like Housewives of New Jersey. Yeah, I hate everyone.
When it comes to sports, the problem is everybody likes to see that upset, except for when it's your team upset.
Yes, NCAA tournament.
Right.
I want chaos.
Like that day, everybody was rooting for that team. No one was rooting for MSU, and I'm like, okay, come on, but win the game. But you're going to win the game. But you're not going to win this thing. And with like 58 seconds left is when reality kicked in.
Does this describe how that went for you at the end of the game?
No.
Okay. Was it just more this? Yeah. I know it definitely wasn't this.
No, it was more of the...
That was my reaction.
Yeah, right, there you go. David, as the clock went down.
I think it was just the more of a blank stare. Just
catatonic.
This is not happening.
Got it.
And a lot of Lions fans were like, this is not, like the 12 men on the field, this is not happening. Not like this.
I'm opting out of football. I think that's where I'd be if I were a Lions fan. And I don't think you're wrong. I don't think you're bad.
Right, it's where you're hoping that all of a sudden the alarm clock goes off and you're like, oh my God, I had a terrible dream. Woo, wow, we lost this game. Okay, now
Bill Murray,
the real game.
Groundhog Day.
Right.
Phil? 248-539-9797.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
All right, so we're starting the day with a question about the weekend. I mean, it is, look, I don't know that anyone expected to not be playing. Hell, Rico and I, who said, look, I think this is a dangerous game and we think it'll be more uncomfortable than you, never imagined you'd get your ass kicked. So are you even watching? Will you even watch Super Bowl? And the problem is, there's no easy way out. I only speak for myself. No, I don't think it's just, all right, well, now time to move on to Wings and Pistons. No. Those feel like minor league compared to high-level NFL Super Bowl chase. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Now, if those sports were contending for championships, respectively, maybe there'd be a bridge. But I can't get there. This is the cleansing period. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk to the people. David, what do the ticket texters have to say?
Everybody's watching the Bills-Chiefs game just to see how the Bills get screwed with the officiating. Other than that, I'm not watching that other game on the other side of the NFL. I'm watching because I'm a sports lover. I'm not a fair-weather fan. That is from Rick.
Rick, I'm sorry. Did you get a Boy Scout badge? Did you get the good little boy fan badge? No, you're not a bad fan if you go, F it. My team's out, and I'm angry, and I'm not bothering. I'm sorry. Does Fox or CBS pay your mortgage for watching?
Season ticket holder here. No way am I watching any football this weekend. I'm still crushed. I feel like there was a death in the family. No thanks, Marty in Gross Point. I opted out last Sunday. Didn't watch a second of those games. I'm still depressed. That is from Ryan.
Oh, okay. I thought he meant for his game.
No,
there would be no shot after the Lions losing that I was like, oh, look, a snow game in Philly. I ain't watching. You can't. Rico's comp to Middle Tennessee State or... Yeah. Can't do it.
Way too soon. I'd rather watch this year's Puppy Bowl than the Chiefs and the Eagles again.
Do they still do that?
Yep.
I think so, yeah.
The Puppy Bowl is still around.
I think this is Puppy Bowl 22.
I'm amazed. Why can't they bring back the Bud Bowl? Remember with the beer bottles with the helmets on? Remember Bud Bowl?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know.
Someone here says, unfortunately, I took my vacation from work for the Super Bowl week. I'm stuck. I'll be thinking about what could have been the entire week.
I planned my vacation for not just after the Super Bowl, but in case there was a parade. I was like, there's no scenario I can miss any of this. So I could be gone now. Like, everyone's got a story like that. Mm-hmm. Sure, whether you were planning a party or you had... Hey, we'll get together for the NFC title game. Remember, we were talking to people last weekend. Guys, if they win, you won't care because you just want to go to the NFC title game.
Right.
But if you lose, you don't want to be there anyways.
Right.
Think about the people who were like, no, I'm going to the NFC title. No, you're not, because it doesn't exist.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the people who were smart, sold their tickets, and at least they got money for their new vacation.
Money for sorrow.
Yeah.
Let's go to Logan in Detroit, 97.1. What's up, Logan?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
Definitely, I'm doing good. Honestly, probably better than most people because I don't think I'm as crushed as a lot of other people are and don't really understand, I guess, Rico's point of it hurting more than last year just because, I mean, I was way more hurt when, kind of like you, Mike, Aleem and Carlton Davis went down. I just knew that, obviously watching the game, as soon as Amit goes down, like, and they're getting 8 yards of carry up the gut, I'm like, how are we going to beat Philly? You know what I mean? So it's just one of those things where I'm like, yeah, hey, you know, you got to regroup, have the defense.
Yeah,
you know,
but Logan,
I back up with the D.
Logan, I guess the reason why I said last year, probably not as much, because you couldn't have told any Lion fan in week 16 or 17, you're going to get aced out by the Commanders. Like, no, not the Commanders.
Oh, no doubt. It hurts, man. No, it hurts. And it doesn't excuse the fact that if our offense has a maybe even a B game, we win that. You know, it doesn't excuse that at all. And I was hurt the next day. I mean, shoot, you're right. Those games the next day kind of hurt to watch a little bit. But, I mean, again, I was kind of feeling like this could happen. And kind of like Mike said, a couple of weeks ago, I mean, if the Vikings don't have a ginger at quarterback, that game's a whole lot different. So I guess I've just been feeling like this, something like this could happen for a while. And I'm just on to next season, man. It's, you know, regroup.
Yeah. And listen, I mean, I'm not mad if people watch Logan. Like, I get it. It's football. It's the last couple of games. There are storylines. But I totally get it if people opt out. Let's go over to Rich, 97.1. Rich, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, fellas, what's happening?
You tell me.
I am opted out. I did not watch football last Sunday. I am not watching football this Sunday. I am not watching the Super Bowl. I'm 54 years old. Every summer I run my mouth at work. Oh, this is a year for the Lions. This is a year for the Lions. We are in the number one seed, and we're out in 1 week? I'm broke. I'm done.
So when do you re-engage with sports?
I don't re-engage with sports, but it can't be the Lions. I can never have an expectation for this football team again the rest of my life. I'm done.
Dear,
they're never going to win the Super Bowl. They're never going to be in the Super Bowl. Heck, I didn't even care if we lost the Super Bowl this year if we made it. At least we could say we made it.
Okay, Rich.
I'm done with Rich, them. I'm broke.
No, Rich, here's what we're going to do. You're hurting right now. And you probably need to just watch something else. You'll be back. Trust me when I say this. You'll be back come draft time. You're going to see what Brad Holmes has done and the new players coming in, free agency. It'll rejuvenate you. It'll rekindle that fire that's been put out.
You'll be over. Back. I can't do it.
I know. That's just the pain talking right now. You'll be okay.
Wow. He'll never love again.
He will.
It's like when Kenny's hot dog roller broke. He's incapable of love. I mean, that man is hurt.
Oh, yeah.
He's hurting bad.
He is.
Let's go to Nate, 97.1. Nate, what's going on, buddy?
How's it going, gents?
You tell me.
Not ideal, I'll be honest. after that Saturday game, halfway through, my body went numb. I will not be watching any of these games. I didn't watch on that Sunday. I didn't watch. And Lord knows I didn't watch the college football playoff on Monday. That product blows. But,
God, I am so with you on that. Nate, I watched it, and it was like a hostage situation. I didn't want to, but I knew I had to. And I almost fell asleep during the first Notre Dame drive. I'm like, I hate this sport. It was this big epiphany of, I can't even be excited for this.
Was it an epiphany? Because you've been saying you hate the sport the whole year.
I know, but it was Notre Dame, Ohio State for the whole thing. You think I could put my stupid hatred aside?
No.
And I was just like, Nate, I'm like, I hate this.
No, you're a petty man. No, I knew you wouldn't put that aside.
Okay.
Yeah, so, the more college football, sidebar, the more college football becomes like the NFL, the worse it gets.
Anyway, with you, yeah. So, Nate, here's my question. When do you re-engage with sports in total?
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm taking a full sabbatical. This is... I am just like the last call. I'm in pain. I'm not going to say as much as he is. I'm not done with the Lions, but even now that we got the one seed, it seems like the regular season doesn't mean anything. It's like wake me up when the playoffs come.
Mm-hmm.
But I fully expect to step back next year. Do we? I mean, I hope we make the playoffs. I expect to make the playoffs, but like, do we? It's like the Saturday game was you came home, found your wife cheating on you, and then all of a sudden, Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn are both gone. And it's like the wife filed for divorce and found a way to get the kids, too. It's like you're getting shot left and right. You can't win, it seems like.
You've painted a very vivid picture, Nate. Sounds awful. Oh, my God. No, but see, Nate, this is the thing, and I brought this up at the start. It's so sad, and it's not anyone's fault. But I think a lot of people are like you. And here you have, you know, the Wings are trying to fight for a playoff spot, or the Pistons are having this unbelievable turnaround, and there won't be anyone to care. Because that's the power of the NFL. That's the power of the Lions and this magic journey they were on.
See, I think it was more the journey. The more, oh, you won 15 games, so that means you're going to go far. That means this team's going to win. It's the best you've ever seen in your life.
But, ready? 3 o'clock. With TJ in the room, I want to ask all of you a question. All of Detroit, everyone in this room. I think you're seeing fans are never going to be the same. But not in the way you think. Not that they'll never love again. Like when Kenny gets to the end of a bottle of Admiral Nelson, he's like, oh my God, I'll never love again. It is, fans are going to view things differently. Mm-hmm. This is going to become a little bit more big city, a little bit more New York, a little bit more nasty. Right up my alley.
You just won't be chanting Jared Goff just because?
I don't think any idiots will be wearing disco shirts. I think people are going to start to go, you know what? Wake me when the playoffs start. It's going to be more of a win it or F you mentality. You're serving an entree I can get down on.
Wake me at the NFC title game.
That's right.
NFC championship game, because this early game, this means nothing.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's great.
Man. What happened is the age of innocence is now gone. Washington took that from you.
And I wonder what Jim's going to do with the sunglasses. 248-539-9790.
You'll wear them on the pod.
Like hell, I'll look away. All right, everybody get their pencils out. We got championship weekend. We got to do the prop bets. This is going to be lethal. Lethal. David, hit the button.
All right. Mike, you won last week.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and jump right into this. Saquon Barkley.
Over.
Okay. You want to hear the rest or no?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm all in on Saquon Spite Tour. I know.
I would like to hear the rest, if possible.
Saquon Barkley touchdowns, over, under 1.5.
Yeah. Over. I'm good with that. I think it's plus 210 on FanDuel if you're interested. I think he scores 2.
Under.
Any reasoning, or are you just...
I'm just not going to predict 2. I know he had 2 last week. I'm just not going to do it again this week.
Just remember, this is the final villain arc for him to end John Mara's life.
You're right. I don't see it, though. Okay. Not this weekend.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to go under as well. I think they're going to have to show that Jalen Hurts is not really that hurt. So, here, let him score a couple of touchdowns instead. So, I'm going to go under. Speaking of Jalen Hurts... Or Brian Robinson rushing yards.
Jalen Hurts. I got to believe even after the awkward tackle and the injury, they still bootlegged him twice. He's killed the Commanders running the football. I'll go over. I just don't think Washington's going to have much success running it.
Yeah, I typically agree with that. I'm gonna say Jalen Hurts also.
The Cinderella season for the Commanders will continue, and Robinson will be a part of that. I'm going Robinson.
God, I'm up 2-0 on David already. So easy.
Well, you're 2-0 on me because I'm going Robinson as well.
Are you serious?
Well, because I think that...
These are your boys in Philly.
Philly is smart, and they're going to tell Jalen, unless it's absolutely necessary, you don't run the ball.
Okay.
Because we don't want to risk it all because we still got one more game to play.
What if Jordan Davis eats him?
Then
dead.
Then he would be dead.
Exactly. And he'd have 0. Hurts has 1.
Win. Okay. I'm like, why would he eat his own teammate? Like,
winner.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm like, why would he eat his teammate, Mike? Like, no.
Hungry.
No. It's a bad Jordan.
Hungry.
AJ Brown or Scary Terry receiving yards?
I'll go Scary Terry on that one. I don't think Washington's going to be able to run it. And I do think they're going to fall behind. And he'll have a big contested catch. I'll go Scary Terry.
Give me AJ with some yak.
Hungry.
Washington won't be behind. It will be because Scary Terry does his thing. So I'm going with Terry.
Yeah, I'm going Terry as well. That's really their only option between him and Jaden of winning this thing. Speaking of Jaden Daniels, Jaden Daniels rushing yards over under 54.5.
Jaden Daniels?
Yeah.
Under. Under.
What did you say the number was, Rico?
54.5.
Yeah, I'll go under. That's a little steep for my liking.
I would love to go over. I just can't. This is a little bit too high for me, so I'm going to go under.
I'm going to go over. As you would say, Mike, Vegas put that number out there for a reason. Jalen Hurts' longest pass, over under 33.5.
I'll go under. I think they could play this game like Army or Navy and just run it 60 times. I'll go under.
I will go over also with the Yak.
You're going over? Okay.
Under. I do not trust Jalen Hurts to get anything over that.
I'm going over. As Kenny said, I think the Yak will do it. It may be a 10-yard pass, but it gets taken to the house. Kind of like a J-Mo type of situation. So, in this game, the amount of punts, over, under, 4.5.
What world are we living in where I have to think about this in a playoff game, but he's not wrong. Over. Over. Come on.
Yeah, but Washington, they're going for it. They're going for it, and they're going for it. I'm going to say under.
Along with the brotherly shove.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's going to be under.
I'm going to go under as well. I got 4, so that is under. More passing yards, Mahomes or Josh Allen?
I'll go Josh Allen. I just don't think they're going to be able to run the football on KC's defense, and it just might have to be on him. I'll go Josh Allen.
Plus, he's very likely to turn into a cowboy at any given moment, so I'm also going to go Josh Allen.
Boy, this pains me to say this.
Why?
Mahomes.
I know. It hurts, doesn't it?
Ugh.
I know. David, I'm already resigned to it. I already know they're going to win. They're just I'm resigned to my fate.
Not they win because they win, but they win because the refs help them. That's different. But I'm going Patrick Mahomes as well. All right, this one's going to be a little fun. Keon Coleman receiving yards or MSU's halftime total against Rutgers in basketball?
I'll take MSU. I mean, McDuffie's the best corner in the sport, and my guess is if Coleman split out wide, he's going to go with him. You're not going to move McDuffie to the slot and on Shakir. Yeah, I'll take a flyer. I'll go MSU.
What was the stat for Keon Coleman? I just want to make sure I heard it right.
38, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 38 receiving yards. I will go Keon Coleman. Like I said, Josh Allen's going to be a cowboy. That might be part of it.
Why?
Why what?
Why? Because...
Why? It's a good question.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
They're playing in Madison Square Garden, and State normally does not play well there. They can't score.
But now I have to do what I don't want to do, and I have to choose Michigan State here. They're going to lock down Keon Coleman, so.
Just no love for Keon, huh?
It's difficult to have love when you know what they're going to do against him in this game. Who they're going to put on him, it's tough.
You know what? I'm going to change my mind. I'm going Keon now. He's going to break one. All right. Travis Kelce, over under 67.5 receiving yards.
Under. Two words. Matt Milano. Under.
I mean, if they're getting pass interference calls on the defense, those yards aren't going to actually count. So I'm going to say under also.
Kenny, that OU degree is paying dividends every day. Excellent.
Over.
David, you are building a real disaster scenario here.
You're going to do it. Kelce's going to show up, yeah. And they're going to keep showing Taylor Swift every time he gets his yards.
I am with you as well, David. I'm going over. Isaiah Pacheco rushing yards or University of Michigan turnovers tonight against Purdue.
Wow. Jeez. I know Pacheco's been bad, but Jesus, like 9 rushing yards? Or is Michigan going to turn over 36 times?
I'm just saying, Pacheco,
Give me Pacheco.
Pacheco's sitting there at 8.5 rushing yards.
That's unbelievable. Give me Pacheco.
Maybe it's a bear trap, but I'm with you, Mike. I'll take Pacheco.
again. Why? Because now I have to do what I don't want to do. Michigan's going to turn the ball over. They do it late in these type of games. It's going to be Michigan turnovers.
Yeah, it's going to be at Purdue as well. Paint crew.
Hate Mackie. You, Michigan. Not you, Rico. Michigan.
Yeah, David, I'll join you. How about that? We'll have sad pizza together.
Dueling golf carts like Urban Meyer.
Right. Here's another one for you then, David. Josh Allen's longest rushing. I mean, longest rush. Longest. What do I want to say?
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, I'm like, longest run?
Yeah, longest run.
What's the number?
Oh, no. I thought you were about to say something.
No.
Okay, Josh Allen's longest run or Jay Nakin's total points.
Oh, my. Ha. This is good. These are good, David. They're supposed to be difficult. Josh Allen. He'll pop one, right? Cowboy hat and all. Give me Josh Allen.
Yeah, cowboy hat and all. He'll pop one.
All right, I am going to go Allen. Allen longest. I have to.
Yeah, I'm going to go Josh Allen as well. More receiving yards, Xavier Worthy or DeAndre Hopkins?
Xavier Worthy. It's that big playability. Plus, here I'll do the Kenny OU math department. You know, on those pop passes, they're actually passes. I'll go Xavier Worthy.
You love a good yak. That's the theme of the day. Give me Xavier Worthy.
I'm going to go with you on this one, Kenny. I am going to go yak. Finally with the yak. Worthy.
I'm going to go D-Hop. They brought him there for a reason. Maybe this is going to be the game. Everybody's going to be focused on Kelsey and everybody else. Last one. Zach Ertz, receiving yards, or Cade Cunningham points against Orlando.
Cade, all-star, 30, 35 points. I don't know that Ertz gets there. Give me Cade.
Well, since the Pistons are above 500 now, I told David if they got to 500 or above, I would start watching games. I will be watching. Give me Cade.
On the flip side, I cannot watch your wing because every time I watch, they lose. Correct. So I'm going to go Cade Cunningham.
And I'm going to go Ertz in
Damn
a close
it.
One.
Damn it. I was hoping we could all unite on that one. All right.
We should have. Deflator.
All right, hold on. Over, under, times they show, Taylor Swift in the luxury suite, set at 4.5.
Over.
Oh, that's over.
5.5?
Over.
6.5?
Over.
No, come on. I mean, I got to set a real number here.
You can't. That's what, I mean, if you said for the half.
Okay, let me ask you.
For the game during or the for game, a half?
Because they're going to win, and then they're going to keep showing her. So I need to know, is it during the fourth quarter?
I don't know anymore. Fine. Yes or no on the prop bets. Will Taylor Swift have a celebrity guest like last week with Caitlin Clark?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, absolutely. I don't make a whole show, a whole mockery of the whole thing.
All right, it may be a D-lister, but she'll have somebody there with
her. What is she going to have, Pauly Shore in the booth?
You never know.
Carrot Top will be joining her this week. All right. That's the Prop Bet Casino. TJ Lang going to join us in about 10 minutes. He has yet to speak on the Lions game publicly. That loss made him so sick, he skipped work all week. So we'll get to him in a few minutes right now. We go out to Vegas, and we talk to Derek Stevens of Circa. Derek, what's going on, buddy?
How are you? You know, we're still trying to get over this from last Saturday night, Mike, but we're hanging in there in Vegas.
I was going to ask you, is on a personal level, clearly, you want the team to win. You get a lot of Detroiters out at Circa in the D, but everybody and their mother was on the Lions, right? So this kind of helped the bottom, the book, no?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I bet okay. Up front. I mean, the house needed Washington, but for us, we just put our phones away.
Yeah,
I mean, it was a pretty massive win for the house, but that's not what we wanted.
No, so when, yeah, like being there, you know, being at your little overhang spot, the whole deal. Like, when did it start to sink in? This may not happen.
You know what? That's a great question because it didn't sink in. Mentally for all the fans, it didn't sink in for me. It didn't sink in for a lot of us. There was always a thought that, oh, all right, a couple lucky plays. You know, even by the time we're at halftime, all right, we're all going to, everybody's going to want to, we're going to come back. We're going to be in good shape, good shape. To be honest, it really didn't sink in until the fourth quarter, because maybe there's an element where we went in too confident as Lions fans and the team. I mean, we played maybe too cocky, not having anybody in the backfield on third and one. You know, passing Jameson Williams. I mean, there's so many things when you relook at this game that make you want to rethink things. But maybe we just played a little bit too cocky, and maybe we kind of all felt that way.
Yeah, Derek, it's funny because I can imagine it went from being a party celebration to, oh, okay, stop talking to me. I actually need to watch this because we may be we're losing here.
I mean, it was absolutely brutal out here in Vegas. I mean, yeah, I had a lot of Lions fans for people that couldn't make it back to Detroit. I mean, hell, I had half of Southwest United States coming here to watch a Lions at Circa. And, it wasn't a great night, that's for sure.
Now, Derek, where does, I guess, people's attention shift to now? What's the most heavily bet team? Is it Kansas City?
Not really, because Kansas City really wasn't hit so much throughout the season. I would definitely say the darling team is definitely Buffalo. Buffalo seems to be the team where we're getting the most amount of money. That's the team that seems to have quickly become the fan favorite team. I would say, you know, Washington with some of the odds that are out there, you would think they would get it, but there's still some reluctance that maybe Washington is a lucky team. Maybe Washington wasn't that good, and Detroit just had a really, really bad night. So we're not getting a lot of Washington money. It's the money we're getting is Philadelphia on the favorite, and we're getting Buffalo money in the late game.
Is that going to be the most wagered game of the season, the Buffalo-Kansas City thing, not only because of who's playing, but it's also the 6:30 p.m. kick? It's that last game of the night.
Oh, yeah, Mike, that's about the only lock I can ever give you. This will be the number one wagered game of the season. Buffalo-Kansas City is a dream matchup for the NFL. It's a dream matchup for NFL fans, for sports betting fans. You know, the two premier quarterbacks, this is going to blow out all handle levels for any game ever other than a Super Bowl.
So last one for me. So Super Bowl, I mean, how much time have you guys spent in the risk room on future lines? That the minute these games are over, you're posting a Super Bowl line, and do you have any intel on what it would be? I know matchup-wise it's dependent, but do you have any early clues you can drop?
Well, I think what's going to happen is you're going to see currently we have the exacta matchups,
okay,
posted at Circus Sports. So, for example, Kansas City beats Philadelphia, or Washington beats Buffalo. So we have all those matchups out there. As far as the Super Bowl line goes, we will post a Super Bowl line during the Buffalo-Kansas City game, because by then you know which team is playing on the NFC side. So we're going to post a dual line during the game early. And then obviously one of those games becomes a push because it won't happen. So it's going to be pretty fun to watch how this evolves throughout the Buffalo Kansas City game.
But either way, if Philly beats the Commanders, what, are you looking at a 2.5 or 3 max, no matter who wins in the AFC?
Yeah, I mean, I went through the matrix earlier today, and as of right now, there's no matchup where there's a point spread greater than 4.
Okay.
At this point, and that was Kansas City over Washington. So currently every Super Bowl matchup is a 4 or less.
There you go.
Hey Derek, real quick, I know you guys got to be excited out there with the news that came out about the college football playoffs. It's a few years from now, but 2027. They're going to be hosting the game in Las Vegas.
Yeah, we I had to keep my mouth shut on that one for a while. We signed that contract about 6 months ago. It's pretty great. I mean, they couldn't get announced until after this year's national championship game. But yeah, for Las Vegas and for everybody that put a lot of work into getting it, it's a great get. We're excited. 2 years from now, national championship in Vegas, and Man, it'd be great if we had a Michigan team out here.
Yeah, it'll be yours. It won't be ours. All right. Well, listen, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks for the Super Bowl, okay?
Yeah, have a good championship Sunday. Thanks a lot, fellas.
You got it, Derek. Thank you. That's Derek Stevens, Sir. David, few ticket texts, if you'd be so kind, and then we'll get TJ in here, his debut, to talk about what went down last Saturday night.
I won't be watching. As soon as the Lions season ended, I made the move to catching up on HBO shows I have missed on the entire NFL season.
Well, if you want to add to your television, I think it's a very funny show. Have you guys watched Bookie? That's on Max.
Yeah, no, I haven't started yet.
Sebastian Maniscalco.
You've talked about
it. It's funny. And it's like a Kenny show. It's easy viewing. You don't have to like, well, no, Kenny, you don't strike me as a guy that wants deep character development. You just want to laugh a little bit and go through episodes.
So it's not a True Detective.
No.
Gotcha.
Felt like an insult.
It's not.
Right.
You like a
You're
certain...
a simple man. You don't have many brain cells to focus on character None development of, okay, like there, we Kenny, do.
You're not as simple as he thought. You picked up on that.
That's not what I meant.
Rico, did you mean it? I don't know.
Didn't mean it. You know what? F it.
That was a stray.
I did not mean
but
it that way.
But you ducked the stray,
Not
Kenny.
A stray. It's not. You know what? To hell with it. I just was.
You did the Neo right there. Oh!
I was just saying certain people like true crime and certain people don't, right? All I was saying is some people don't like, I don't like scary movies. I like shows that have a deep character plot. Other people just want to enjoy Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Fun.
Some people are dumb. Some people are stupid.
Okay.
Some people are smart. That's what it is.
You know what?
I'm done. I'm done. I tried my best. TJ Lang is next.
Does he fall in the Seinfeld category, Mike?
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.